My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. All right, what are people getting wrong? You want to take some calls and some feedback, or should we just announce what we believe?
I don't want my thunder stolen, Doug.
Okay, all right. What are people getting wrong? What are the experts getting wrong about the Spartans?
Okay, we'll start with Michigan State. Yeah. I think that when people talk about Michigan State, they think that there's a lack of talent there. And I think when you see that the games is the over-under win total or whatever, a five-game win total, mm-hmm. I think that's short-selling, underselling Michigan State. I think that they actually have multiple potential first-team All-Big Ten players on that team offensively. And I think there's two guys in particular. I think the tight end and I think the center, the two guys I mentioned between Velling and Miller. I think those guys have potential to be All-Big Ten players. On top of that, when you start looking at the schedule for Michigan State and do the that whole win-loss game with their schedule, they have a gauntlet with Ohio State, Oregon, Iowa, and Michigan. I don't know how good Iowa's going to be this year, but they're in that gauntlet. There's that four straight games, and if you want to include Boston College because they're on the road to Boston College before that, so be it. But sandwiched around that, they're winnable games that can get you to five pretty quickly. And I think Michigan State, I think you're sleeping on them if you take an under or if you don't think that they're going to win the five games. I think this is a 7 or 8 win team.
You take a look at their schedule, and it's a valid point. With the new teams coming into the Big Ten, now Michigan State got maybe the best of them, but they only got one of them.
Yeah.
In Oregon, they avoid USC, Washington, and UCLA. I don't know how good those three others are going to be. Washington got gutted when Kalen DeBoer left. UCLA has been spinning their wheels, it feels like forever. And USC lost Caleb Williams, but I suspect they're going to be pretty good. But yeah, there's a lot of winnable games on that schedule. You're right, though, about the gauntlet. Those four games in a row, one would say, a tough stretch.
That is a tough stretch.
All right, for Michigan, what I think people might be getting wrong, I'm going to go with two things. One is I think the offensive line is actually going to be okay. And that, you know, that's having been around them and heard the reports and seeing some stuff. I think their offensive line, like all the five guys that were starters last year are all gone, but Miles Hinton has started games and he is an absolute man. Josh Preeb got all Big Ten honors last year at Northwestern. He transfers in. And look, I'm just going to go with what Jansen says. Jansen has had a football crush on Gio Alhadi since the moment he got here. Yeah. And he probably would have been a starter if there weren't two NFL draft picks at the two guard spots ahead of him. I think he would have been a starter. But, you know, I think that offensive line is actually going to be, is not going to be as much of a problem as even I anticipated it to be when they got gutted. And the other thing I'll just say is Davis Warren can run. The quarterback situation will be sorted out in the coming weeks, but there's this feeling that you know, there's a passer and there's a runner. And I would argue that Davis Warren actually has pretty good wheels. Orji, it's a question of can he throw it? But because if he can, he's an incredible weapon. But Warren is not a parking meter back there.
No, he's not. And I think when I think people are selling Michigan a little bit short when they automatically exclude them from national championship hopes to repeat. And that people say, oh, this is a three-loss team. And I don't know, man. What this team has is elite defense. Do they have the best defense in the country? They might.
They might.
They've got the best defensive back in the country. They have the best defensive lineman in the country. And you know, you mentioned before about Barham, the middle linebacker. He doesn't quit. He doesn't stop. And they've got an awful lot of talent there. That elite defense wins you games. In college football, it flat out wins you games. You'll get turnovers. You'll flip the field. You'll have defensive touchdowns. And yeah, I think people are sleeping on their offense a little bit too. People forget Donovan Edwards, you know, a couple of years ago looked like, why aren't they giving him the ball more? And then, you know, didn't have a great season going into last year, but finished up pretty strong. Colston Loveland might be the best tight end in the country. And both of those are going to help along Alex Orji. If he gets this start, they're going to help him usher in his career because those are two really good weapons to hand the ball off to and throw the ball to.
248-539-9797, phone calls and feedback. What do you think the experts are getting wrong about your team, Spartan fans and Wolverine fans? Let's go to Peter here on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Peter.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up?
Hey, Peter.
Not much. I wanted to touch on two things with Michigan. I kind of stole my thunder there a little bit, Doug, with the offensive line. I think a lot of people are kind of cutting, you know, replacing five starters. It's never easy, but you're replacing five starters with, you know, seniors with, like, you know, like you mentioned, El Hadi and Chris Hidden. And previous Northwestern. So, I mean, I think Michigan's probably got at least, you got Greg Crippen coming in at center. You're replacing guys that have started games for Michigan previously due to injuries and stuff. So I think that offensive line is replacing the five stars last year with a lot of experience, a lot of junior seniors on that old line. Kind of wanted to also touch on, I think you guys brought up Jason Barnum, the middle linebacker from Maryland. I think Michigan's going to have one of the best D-line and linebacker combos probably in the Big Ten. I think Michigan's linebackers with Ernest Salzman and Barnum, I think, are pretty much going to – I think they're probably going to be better than last year's linebackers core with Barrett and Colson. Obviously, Rod Moore being the downplay. You know, they got Quentin Johnson coming back. I think that's going to be big for him. But, yeah, I think that's kind of the two things I think people are kind of underselling Michigan on.
Thank you for the phone call. You know, it's funny, you bring up the offensive line, and to be clear, I had major concerns about the offensive line. Getting Preeb is a big deal. Kid from Niles, went to Northwestern, got all Big Ten honors, captain from there, always good to have captains, and, you know, coming into your program, and he's kind of fit in pretty seamlessly at one of the guard spots. El Hadi at the other, Miles Hinton has tons of starting experience. You know, he's about to find some consistency there, but I just, as this thing has gone on, I feel better about the offensive line. So I'm with you on that regard. I'm just not as concerned as I once was.
Weakness, wide receiver group?
Yeah, so.
With chance to be, obviously everybody's got a chance to improve, but I mean, Morgan's pretty good.
The question is, right, if Tyler Morris and Samaj Morgan play complementary roles, can they handle being the guys? I mean, you hope so. And then beyond that, who else is going to contribute? Is it going to be C.J. Charleston, the transfer from Youngstown? Is it going to be Fred Moore? Is it going to be Peyton O'Leary, who's been around and they've talked about forever, but hasn't? I think he's only got one catch in his career. Who's going to step? Amarion Walker is back, and he's a tall, freakish athlete. But you got to make plays. I had an insider say something to me very interesting the other day. It's they feel good about Morris and Morgan, but if they can find two other guys to catch 30 balls at the wide receiver spot, you know, they'll be fine there.
Should they trade for Ayuk? Is it possible?
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Feedback, a team with this many questions on offense, this much turmoil off the field, and this hard of a schedule will be lucky to win six games. Michigan is in for a rough one. They have become this is from an unnamed texter. They have become an incredibly popular pick to leave out of the playoff field.
That person said they'd be lucky to win six games?
Yep.
What?
Yep.
Come on. I mean, come on.
Be lucky to win six.
That defense alone is going to win six games.
Well, I mean, they're lucky to win six. The biggest.
The other thing that goes in Michigan's favor and Michigan State's favor, They don't have to play Penn State. Mm-hmm. Penn State might be the best team in the Big Ten, and they're going to be one of the best teams in the country.
Yeah. I'm still waiting, and you tell me I'm wrong. It feels to me like Penn State football has been constantly parading out the next great quarterback, and they really haven't had one since Kerry Collins.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
They're great quarterbacks. Haven't really blossomed there. And I'm thinking about Hackenberg. And I'm thinking about, what's the dude's name? I had a list earlier in the week. But Aller shows a lot of promise. But in the two games against Michigan and Ohio State last year, he didn't do much. And, you know, he might be the best returning quarterback in the Big Ten. Returning quarterback. Probably is, actually.
He is the best returning quarterback. Yeah. And one of only two quarterbacks on that watch list.
Dude, and they're playing at West Virginia in the opener. That is a tough opener.
I like their chances.
Do you?
Oh, what foreshadow.
And then there's the Franklin factor.
Well, at some point he's going to get it right.
Yeah.
I mean, he's always had high win totals, but, you know, has struggles sometimes in the bigger games. He wins more big games, I think, than people give him credit for, but he in our eyes, has some buffoonish characteristics.
One might say.
Yeah.
From an unnamed texter, the biggest thing people are getting wrong about Michigan is they're acting like the entire team left for the NFL. This team did have 5 to 8 guys on each side of the ball that were in the regular rotation last year. 248-539-9797. Spartan fans, Wolverine fans, what do you think the experts are getting wrong about your team? We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback. Talk some Lions a little bit later on as well. Very interesting ranking, which could be meaningful or could be nothing. We'll explain as it pertains to the Lions at noon here on 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.